Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. I'm your host Harshanki, a marketing nerd who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple content quite literally. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing, rather say comparing, two of the most unending wars of all time. It is very debatable, it is very exciting, so I'm looking forward to it. But before that, do connect with us on all our social media channels. iGeeks Blog is available across Instagram, YouTube, Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to connect with me on, you can just DM me on Instagram or hit me up on Clubhouse. So today's episode is going to be about, this is a drum roll moment because I've been waiting for this debate for so long. Okay, I'm not going to beat the bush anymore. Today's episode, we are going to be comparing Android 12 versus iOS 15. Wow. Isn't that a debate that has been going on for ages? The amount of memes that follow, the crazy discussions that we have about both the OSs, well, one surely outweighs the other, but then it is a very subjective thingy to discuss, and I guess everyone is bound to have their own respective opinions. iPhone users or Apple users cannot give up the luxury of the Apple ecosystem, the ease and convenience, and hence it's very difficult for them to work a way around. On the other hand, Android users cannot give up on the affordability and all the other extra features that iOS has been missing over the years. So I guess the debate is never going to have an end. But what's surprising is that this time we've had both the OSs launched in a span of a couple of weeks difference. The developer beta is out there in a span of, say, 2 or 3 weeks. And so we cannot help but compare. So if you have either of the phones with you, and if you're not a developer and are very excited to know what are the differences, this is the episode for you. However, if you're like a little too curious like me and want to test the developer betas, stop right there. Like, don't get me wrong, but see, what happens is that developer betas are not safe to install. They take a lot of time and they just mess your system up. You know, they mess your system up real bad. So unless you know how to get away with it or you have secondary devices, I mean, it's quite difficult to have a spare iPhone, to be honest. But if you have spare devices that you can absolutely afford having fuck-ups with, then go for it and install the developer betas. Of course, I'm going to be walking you through how to install the developer betas towards the later part of the episode. But before that, we're going to run through some theoretical discussions and the exciting features that both the OSs have to offer and how are they competing with each other. So this battle is going to be never ending. So I'm sure you need a breather. So make sure you keep yourself hydrated throughout the episode. And let me begin with the visual changes in both the OSs. Well, iOS 15, to be honest, hasn't given that big of visual changes. If you want a detailed review of all the updates that have come up, you have to listen to my episode on WWDC or iOS 15. It's available across any streaming platform. But like on a serious note, like if I want to, you know, like sum it up for you, we don't have that many visual changes. I agree, the notification stamp has changed completely. Little bit, they've become more compact. You can group them according to the priority. So that is something good. But then that's more of a feature than a visual change, to be honest. There are widget changes as well. So like you can customize your home screen in different ways. That also is coming up as a good add-on. But here is something that we did not expect till now, and once it is like released or announced, people have gone crazy. Yes, I'm talking about Android 12's Material U that has been live over the past few days. So Material U, as you know, it is so incredible that all you have to do is just put up a wallpaper and your system is going to adapt to the wallpaper's colors. I'm not kidding, my friends. It is, you know what it is going to do is that, say for instance, I have a black and a yellow wallpaper and both the colors are divided nicely. Then it is going to adapt all of the other things like the notification areas, the buttons and everything according to my wallpaper's color. So this is going to be visually appealing and, like, you know, it is going to be very aesthetically pleasing. And the fact that your phone is able to do it itself without you customizing it also saves a lot of your time and energy, right? Earlier, what I used to do is, like, if I'm having a dark wallpaper, I'll try changing the colors myself, because I've also been an Android user, and one of my devices, like, I do have a OnePlus 7 as my secondary device. So when I have to, like, change, you know, I would pick up a wallpaper first and go to the settings and then change the notification tabs colors and, you know, all the scrolling button colors and things like that. But this is automatically doing it. This, my friends, just blew my mind, okay? Material, you, if you see this a concept turning into reality, it is so freaking amazing. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I'm becoming a tech enthusiast lately is because all the new advancements that are announced are so hard to believe and so hard to process that you want to know, like, it adds up to your curiosity, like, how is this happening? Why is this happening? What are the possible outcomes? Now, if this is it, then what is the next variation? Because every update keeps coming with something totally unexpected, way ahead, like, than the previous update, and you never know how to, like, what to proceed further with this, what is next, that is in the line. This was the same feeling that I had when M1 chip was announced for the first time. I mean, shit, right? You cannot, unless you see these things, like, you really don't know, like, oh my god, is this happening for real? Like, how good can the device be? How good are these updates? So Android 12's material has also, like, blown the world by storm at this moment. But it comes with a little bit of a backlash at this point that it is only available for Pixel phones. So if you're a Pixel phone owner, way to go. There's your update. Just go enjoy it. And if you are running on some other Android device, deal with it. There's nothing more I can add to it. iOS 15, well, you don't have that many visual changes, but you have changes that has improved the performance of your device, like the visual changes and the notifications tab, or say widgets, and, you know, these changes are improving your device. So in a way, that's good. But then iOS 15 has also come up with a lot of other advanced features, such as focus mode and, you know, lot of features. Like, there's a plethora of features that you need to know. So, I mean, if there is not much changes in visual appeal, then I'm kind of okay with that. However, I'm a little disappointed because they've not really, you know, changed the UI for the past, I guess since iPhone 10, so that's what, 2016, 2017? It's been quite some time they haven't changed it. And I was really looking for something nice and exciting coming up, but I guess you have to hold on to your horses and wait a little more. Since we're talking about the visual appeal, you have to know about the focus modes in both the devices. Now, we've always had a DND mode in both the phones, right? I mean, and if you look at a couple of Android devices, you also have the work mode on or the Zen mode on, where you can deactivate it while you're busy doing certain activities. iOS 15, on the other hand, has come up with a focus mode divided across different domains, from your work to your leisure time to your reading time, your gym time. So they have these preset focus modes that you can just toggle on the notification while you're doing those things and lead a peaceful life. Android, on the other hand, does have a DND mode and, say, focus mode in a couple of Android devices, but not to this great an extent. So that is a feature where iOS has taken the upper hand. Of course, when I talk about notifications, what my research tells me that even Android devices used to have a notification grouping beforehand, like all the Google phones, and you could just group the notifications based on their priorities. iOS, on the other hand, has just introduced it, so it is an amazing feature. Although, from what I know, I haven't really seen Android devices having a notification tabs, but my research claims so I guess I'll have to do a reality check. Please do tell me, like, how does this Android device work? Like, do they have a notification grouping thingy going on in their phones or not? I'd really like to test and know if they've had an existing feature like that. Talking about the next feature, privacy. Now, I mean, I really find this funny even when I'm comparing both the updates and their privacies, because Apple and iPhone on one hand have been so keen on privacy and, you know, protecting users' data, maintaining your privacy, keeping the discretion intact and whatnot, that there is no comparison out there in the market. Like, there's really nothing to compare because it's unbeatable. It is truly unbeatable to me. Not just that, they've kept adding more and more things. Like a couple of months ago, they introduced the ATT, that is App Tracking Transparency. Before that, they had introduced privacy labels to let you know what apps are using your private data, what apps are having an access to your location. Before you install an app, like all the permissions you have to give to your app. And with ATT, you could actually stop allowing these apps to use that permissions, like to have an access to your data. So that was again an add-on, but Apple has not stopped here because they've had another privacy update in iOS 15 is that and even in iCloud Plus, okay. So with iOS 15, you can actually stop websites from tracking your IP addresses, and that's a major win-win for a lot of people because you never know what the hackers can do or what these third-party websites can do if they have your IP addresses with them. Not just that, if you are using or planning on using iCloud Plus, then they are coming up with this email thingy that was going to happen is that your personal email address would be replaced by this random johnxyz@gmail.com or whatever is your email address. And you would still be getting your email on the personal emails, on your personal ID. So what is going to happen is that because of this, your personal email ID remains protected. Third-party users are not getting your personal data, so you would be safe from all the spamming and possible hacking in the future. And you're still getting the content that you subscribe for. So that's, again, another win-win situation. And this is an update that I was really happy on using because I, being a content creator, I have to research a lot. And thorough research requires thorough reading, subscribing to n number of newsletters and going through all those random fishy sites that you wouldn't want to get yourself into and wouldn't want to risk your data, just to provide the best content possible. And so I'm really happy because, you know, now I can actually save my personal ID. You may wonder that why don't I have a fake email address and use it? Okay, a fake email ID can work for, say, third-party websites or for all the research that I'm doing. But there are some places that I really want the data to myself on my personal email address or my work email address. And I don't want to be spammed on those content. I just want to be informed about the data, right? So this is why you always like end up using your personal email address. But by this method, it's being protected. But guess what I found out? This is a goosebumps moment for me, okay? Because Google in the latest Android update has also added a lot of privacy features. And I'm not kidding. Like, I'm kind of, my brain is fighting. And so, like, it wants you to give every update with, like, excruciating details. But then it also wants, like, I also want to, like, tease you a little, play around with you a little. And want you to go to, like, Google what privacy updates you're given. Yeah, I should just stop playing around that. But sometimes I play around a lot. But this is something that is so amazing. And it took me so much time to figure it out. But once I had it figured out, I could not unsee it. Google has introduced privacy features in Android 12 updates. Now, what they're doing is, just like iOS, they're also coming up with labels that is informing you of what data is the application using. And permissions. So Google has also come up with a privacy dashboard that is going to give you information about what apps are using your personal data with the on-device sensors. And we also have the tracking light. I guess that's the right one. We have the tracking light, which was present in iPhones for some time, but now has also been introduced to Android to give you an update when an app is using the sensor to track your data. Now, this is something that is a big, big, big step from Google because, you know, Android users have complained a lot about their phones being hacked or their personal data being misused and their data being sold for really cheap to, like, marketers and then, you know, having these retargeted ads. I mean, their data tracking is so precise that even if I'm talking to a friend about a product and, you know, I'm gonna have an advertisement for it a couple of minutes later in my Facebook or just across the Google search. And oh my God, like, being a marketer, I'm really happy that we're able to target our users like this. But being a consumer, it just messes my head. And I believe, like, now with the privacy arrangement in Google, this is going to be a little bit beneficiary to all the consumers, to all the Android users, because at least you would be notified, right, that what app is using what data of yours. So then you can decide whether to have that app or just delete it and make your own decision, make up your own mind. So this is something that is really good, totally unexpected from Android, but of course it's going to be a boon with the coming updates and more launches in the future. Now, these are the two major updates that are figured out from Android 12's developer beta. I'm sure there are a lot more exciting things in the in the coming versions, but then we have to wait for further developer beta launches and test it ourselves. iOS 15, on the other hand, has announced the second developer beta a couple of days ago, and some pretty interesting changes, but I'm yet to test that. But either ways, I guess it both, when I sum up the major updates that both the OSs are giving, I'm kind of happy that certain changes were made. But then a part of me is also sad and envies the opposite OS. That's why I'm not using it. I mean, if there were a combination OS of iOS and Android, that's the device I want, Because as much, as convinced I am or as satisfied I am using my iPhone 12 Pro Max, there are a couple of features that I missed from the Android device, because I've been an Android user once and it was just like the customizations, the ease of a lot of things in Android over iPhones. For some people, I mean, even if you're shifting to an iPhone device from an Android for the first time, you wouldn't even know how to exit from an application or how to minimize an application, how to clear your notification tabs, what is control center, how to take a screenshot. And I faced all of these problems. I agree the OSs are different and that is why you're gonna get some time to get the hang of it. But then it is very easy. These features are very easy in Android devices and you don't really need any sort of trainings for all the integrations and all the ease that iPhone devices claim to have. Of course, now when I have been using an iPhone for so long, I cannot imagine myself using any other device. But then there are a lot of little things from Android that I used to miss. On the other hand, Android devices, I mean, there are shortcomings in iOS 15 as well that make me miss the Android. But on the other hand, if I were an Android user, I would have also missed a lot of good features that iOS, that an iPhone has to offer. And the first thing that, I cannot give up on an iPhone that easy is the data transfer. I mean, it's just AirDrop. That's it. It's so simple to do. All you have to do is AirDrop and majority of your files will be transferred. And this Apple ecosystem is, at the core of anyone using an Apple device. Now, if you're listening to this episode, since this is an Apple-only podcast, you would surely be owning an iPhone or some Apple gadget, and you know what I'm talking about, the ease of Apple ecosystem, the privacy, and a lot more things just smoothen your experience. They automate your workflow and adding so much beauty to your content, saving a lot of your time. This is something that Android doesn't have. And once you get accustomed to this ease and, this luxury of transferring almost anything, you kind of cannot shift back to an Android. But, if you are an Android user listening to this, here's a piece of advice for you. See, there's no point of buying just one Apple product, because of course, every individual Apple product has its own individual characteristics, its own pros and cons, and there are specific reasons that you'd want to buy an Apple product for. But being a tech expert for the past few years now, I would advise that unless you are planning to completely shift into an Apple ecosystem, don't buy an Apple product. Don't buy an Apple product just for the luxuries. You should know why you're investing in an Apple product, because these are expensive devices that we're planning on buying. And you cannot just, it's not a sundae. Like, it's not an ice cream that you're just going to go out and get one for yourself, right? Because, see, if you have an iPhone and if you're stuck to a Windows laptop, then how are you going to experience the beauty of Apple ecosystem? Or if you just have like an iPhone and an Apple Watch, but you don't have an iPad or a MacBook, things like that, you're not going to experience the best features. So I would suggest that, you know, if you're an Android user listening to this episode and if you want to shift into Apple ecosystem, start with a device that is on the highest priority for you and then shift to other Apple devices, because not just privacy, not just individual characteristics, unless you're not experiencing the ecosystem, there is no point of having an Apple product at your home. That is my opinion. First, people are bound to have their own opinions, and this can be very subjective. But this is a trial and tested method, and on the longer run, this is going to be super beneficial for you. Talking about who wins the ultimate battle? See, there is no answer to this, okay? This is like the Big Bang Theory battle. We're talking about that. You never know how was Big Bang an end to something or a beginning to something beautiful. You cannot really predict that unless you have more definitive details. Similarly, you cannot really pick a winner between Android and iOS because, as discussed, both have its own perks and cons. And I've been an Android and iOS user both. So, as I said, if they were a combination of both the things, like if I were getting an Android and an iOS device combo, then that is the device I'm looking for. Because nothing's perfect, and neither are both the OSs. Also, nor are the developer betas, so be really careful if you're trying to install them. Oh, yes. Do you want to know how to install the developer betas for both the OSs? Okay, so what you're going to do is, for iOS 15 to install, you need to have a paid developer account to, you know, have an access to the developer beta, and only then you can, like, do it. But for Android devices, you have to sign up to this program on Google and check if your device is eligible for it, because until a couple of years, only Google phones were eligible to developer beta. But now what has happened is that Android phones have had this partnership with Google, and a lot more other companies also have an access to developer beta. So look it up. If you're one of them, you can surely sign up for the developer beta program, have a hands-on experience of Android 12, and look out for the results for yourself. If we talk about the devices, I guess iOS 15 can function from iPhone 6s and above. And if you talk about Android 12 updates, it can function from Google Pixel 3 series and above. So, like, even if you have a really old device sitting at your home, like a spare device, these are some good devices that you can, you know, try your hands on and get the developer mode out of you. Because who doesn't like having a hands-on experience? Who doesn't like to be the first few ones to get a hands-on experience of something so amazing? Or you can wait till the public launch, because we are here curating content for you. We are risking our devices so that we can provide you with as much information as you want. This brings me to the end of the episode. If you're a developer who has tested both the OSs, I would love to connect with you. So don't forget to hit me up on Instagram or Clubhouse. I'm available as Shanky with an extra I. And I'm really looking forward to discussing some technical glitches of both the OSs with you. On the other hand, if you are someone who's just excited about the updates, connect with us on our social media channels, because we are going to be posting real-time updates of whatever OSs we are having a hands-on experience on. We're available across Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter as iGeeksBlog. And if you want all of this content in written format, like if you're not an audiophile but a nerd, a reader, an avid reader should be the right word, then you can check out our website, www.igeeksblog.com. I'm going to see you next week with a lot of other exciting content, possibly another comparison, a live demo, or something that you can recommend me with, and I'm going to do that. Do not forget to leave us an amazing review on Apple Podcasts, because we are fairly new to the audio industry and would really appreciate your support. I'm going to see you next week with more exciting content. Till then, don't forget to get yourself vaccinated. Step out of the house only if it's needed. Stay hydrated. Keep your mask on the all time. And last but not the least, stay safe, stay connected. This is Harshanki signing off.